Ladies and gentlemen, this is America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. Your guide to protecting your personal health, bringing you simplified answers to the complex questions surrounding healthcare.
Everything from cancer to liver transplants,
nutrition, exercise,
my yoga and Pilates instructor, Dana Goodale,
mental health, and even pet care.
Dr. Wayne Hunhausen, Westwood Animal Hospital,
empowering you to take control of your health and wellness.
My very special guest today, Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute. Welcome back, Grace Marie.
Well, Carrie, it's a pleasure to be with you, and I do have to say, you are the most knowledgeable about health policy. Just superlative.
And now, ladies and gentlemen. And now, America's Healthcare Advocate, Carrie Hall.
Hello, America. Welcome to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. Thank you for joining us and making us one of the most listened to talk shows across the United States. We thank all of you that are our listeners, all of you that follow us on our 16 podcast platforms and our YouTube channel, America's Healthcare Advocate. I want to give a shout out to KMET 98.1 FM and 1490 AM in Redlands, California. Very happy to have them on board. They've been a sponsor, have been one of our stations across the country for a long time. I want to say hello to all the folks out there that listen to the show. If you are chronologically challenged and you're looking for Medicare or ACA coverage, you can do that by calling Carol Lee Steele at RPS Benefits by Design. She'd be happy to help you anywhere in the country. Also, if you happen to be one of those 1099 gig economy employers, there is a product out there called Gig Care. If you're interested in that, you can also call Maria Ahlers at that same number. They'll be happy to help you with that. That is an individual health benefits product. It's called Gig Care. The phone number, once again, is 877-385-2224 anywhere in the country. They are happy to help you. All right, joining me in studio today, Dr. Anderson, Dr. Cronin, and one of their patients, Tony Bardo. Dr. Cronin and Tony are here from out of state. Dr. Cronin, you came in from Colorado. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you here. Dr. Anderson, you've been here, what now, six different times?
Yes, I think a few times. Yeah, so thank you very much.
You're a veteran of the show. Tony, welcome to the show. Happy to have you on board.
Thank you.
So this show today is going to be a little different. We're going to be talking about the Neuro 20 suit. We're going to be talking about that, its benefits, how it's being used, and actually Tony, who is a patient. Now, we all know a little bit about Dr. Anderson, because, as I said, he's been on this show a number of times, and he's very familiar to this audience. But a little bit on Dr. Cronin. He has a doctorate in physical therapy, a bachelor's of exercise science, International Journal of Sports Medicine and Physical Therapy Review, and the orthopedic and certified orthopedic specialist. So he certainly knows his way around the block when it comes to these kinds of topics. He's taught at Johns Hopkins, Stanford, TCU, K-State, WashU, St. Louis U, Lebanon Valley College and Life University. So he's definitely well-versed and understands this topic. He came in from Colorado today to do this show, and we are very happy to have him here. So let's just start off a little bit, if we can, Dr. Cronin, about a high-level discussion on these neurological issues and then how the muscular stimulation, electrostimulation you're doing with the Euro 20 suit, how does all that fit in?
It's kind of funny. The way all this got together was, first, it was actually created in the orthopedic space. It was like fitness. You know, it's like, hey, let's go stimulate a bunch of body parts. And the creator of this product actually is a Marine, and he used it to fix himself. He got over 160 broken bones, got blown up by multiple IEDs, and he used it to fix himself. Because of all this, what happened was like, okay, let's just think about what this thing's going to do. Let's just stimulate muscles and see what happens. But what happened over the course of time is I came on board about a year and a half ago, and you saw my background. I'm orthopedic. I know sports. I work with professional athletes. I also realized, wait a minute, this is doing way more than just moving body parts. It's doing something in the head. Something's happening, because we all of a sudden start seeing these patients just getting better across the board, whether it was multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's, or individuals are amputees, individuals who are having just tremendous issues. And all of a sudden, why does a person with POTS and dysautonomia and then someone who has, say, chronic pain, what do they all have in common? And what we started to find was, started to backtrack and realize this thing is doing way more than we thought it did. And it's doing things at a brain level and a body level that just have never been really seen before.
And it's amazing to me how they continue to find new things that this suit does and this therapy does. Now, one of the ones that I thought was fascinating is Parkinson's.
Yes.
Because you know typically what happens with Parkinson's, it's medication, medication, medication.
Yep.
So just a little bit about that, if you will, because I know there have been some amazing results for people that have Parkinson's, and it's done a lot to change their lives. Talk a little bit about that one.
So with Parkinson's, you have an issue in the part of your brain called a substantia nigra, where it's just not producing much dopamine. You start to lose it. After you lose about 70% of these cells, you start to notice symptoms. And what's kind of funny is dopamine is this incredible neurotransmitter in that it's used mainly for two things. The first thing is movement. And the second thing is reward. It's like risk reward, right? So if you can't move towards what you want in the world, how are you going to be happy? How are you going to have this mental clarity? What's going to give you purpose? Well, that's the challenge. So individuals who have this have trouble moving, initiating movement. Well, in the process of that, they start to actually lose muscle tone. They start to lose the ability to balance and things. So it's not just the lack of dopamine. You start to have this cascading effect. Well, with Neuro 20, what happens is because you can stimulate all the body at the same time, you're starting to create more signal to the brain. And I'll say the signal thing like over and over. We are communicators in our own bodies. We have billions of connections that go from cell to cell. If we can electrically tap into that system, we don't have to worry about the negative cascading effects of things like we have with pharmacological, where we have, you rob sometimes Peter to pay Paul. This is a situation where it's not to get rid of something, it's to bring something new to the table that we've never been able to do before. And so with something like Parkinson's, if we can stimulate all the muscles in the body, there is a thing called, we have a brain to body access. So we have a neuro to muscle access. In recent times, if you look at some of the studies at WashU and some of these other places, they've figured out it's flipped as well. There is a muscle to brain access. We can do things right now that you can go through the body to affect the head. Thus, Parkinson's comes to the table. You have a strictly brain problem, but why do we have people using Neuro 20 who have reduction in tremors? Why all of a sudden are they able to initiate movement better? It's because if we can stimulate and signal and create that information that goes into the head, let it take care of itself from there. Our brains and bodies have been doing this for a very long time. We just need to tap into the right frequency to make a difference.
And it does make a difference.
And it does.
So a little bit about it before we go to break here. We got about 2 minutes left. What are you seeing in people that are accessing this treatment that have Parkinson's? How much of a difference is it making for them? How much control are they getting back? Are they starting? Is it changing their lives significantly? Is it marginal? How do you see it?
It's pretty significant because you have a reduction in falls. You have improvements in muscle tone. You have a decrease in fatigue. You have this decrease in what we call sympathetic drive, right? So sympathetic drive is essentially you're in fight or flight all the time. That's what all these conditions with Parkinson's and everything else have in common. You are in fight or flight all the time. And if we can decrease that, if we can improve your body's ability to regulate itself and regulate the autonomic system, which is the thing at the control of all this, which is, again, across all of them, then all of a sudden you can have things like your decreased blood pressure. You can have the decreased heart rate. You can be decreased anxiety. You can have decreased fatigue. And all of those things play into, so why I say it's super impactful, are we getting rid of Parkinson's? No. There is still a problem that's occurring within the head. But a lot of the cascading events that occur from it, well, now we can, instead of just talking about quantity of life, we need to have a conversation about quality. And this is where Neuro 20 comes in, is that if we can move, we can move in a better direction. We can move to feel better. And most importantly, that's why we even have the tagline is technology that moves you. It's not just moving you physically, it's moving you in a lot of other different ways. And I think that's really important that we're able to talk about this, is because as the science starts to unfold and we have some of the top institutions in the U.S. starting to look at this and others starting to research it, more's going to come out, because I think we've barely scratched the surface with this, and that's what I'm really excited to talk about today.
That's really optimistic. It's great to hear this kind of thing, especially when it doesn't involve pharmaceuticals and more drugs.
And more drugs. And
with all the side effects and everything else that comes with it. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HI Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Stay tuned. The doctors are in the house. Welcome back to the show. We got Dr. Anderson, Dr. Cronin, and Tony Bardo, who is a patient here in studio with us today. So we've got a full house with the doctors. But I want to show you what this Neuro 20 suit looks like. So that is the Neuro 20 suit. Looks kind of like a wetsuit. Idea of what this looks like. And then there's a device that attaches here that is basically a small computer that runs this suit. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Dr. Cronin to talk about how the suit works and what it is. Doctor, let's talk about the Neuro 20 suit.
So I'd like to call it like the Iron Man suit. It's
like
the Tony Stark of rehab. And I think it's important that we have almost like the fun of it, because if you have a condition like multiple sclerosis, or even if you're an athlete training, you're both training to push at your best, right? You're obviously dealing with a different deck of cards, but at the same point, we always believe that everyone should suit up, and you should suit up the same, because everyone's trying to get the most movement out of life. So that suit right there is an absolutely incredible marvel, because it meets all the FDA requirements for its medical purposes, right? So it has to be, meet cytotoxic standards. It needs to be comfortable. It even has the capacity way more than you see like a standard TENS unit. This thing's like 20 of them together. And it wasn't until we actually figured out, like, wait a minute, if you stuck more of these things together, you don't just get a localized effect, you get a whole effect. Because it's in regards to like pharmaceutical, right? It's dosage. Like, a drug has a dose, right? And if I gave you 5% of a Tylenol, would it work well? Well, probably not, right? Well, what if I gave you the proper dosage? That's all the Neuro 20 is. That's what that suit is the right dosage to make a change in the human body. And on the inside of it, and you can actually go take it. You can zip it, turn it inside out, and you can even go show the cameras. You can actually show what this thing is on the inside, because the outside looks cool, right? Again, so I can be in the next Marvel movie and I'll make sure I'll get my money from that. But until then, you can actually see all these different pads are on the inside, outside. It covers your back, it covers your hips, it covers the glute muscles, quads, and it allows you to change the milliamps in each different part of the suit. And what that does is certain parts take more energy, other parts take less energy, and this is where the brilliance comes in with this thing. It's that because it spreads out the energy, it doesn't get noxious. So if you've ever done like e-stim and stuff before, you get that like sharp sensation. You're like, this hurts, right? Well, that's because there's just too much energy going into one spot. This spreads it out. So now all of a sudden you can have a less, we call average current density. You can have less amount of energy per amount of space, which means you can do more. And if you can do more, that means you can put more energy in to have an effect on the human body and brain. And if you can put all of that together, what happens? So much. And now we're seeing what is happening with multiple sclerosis. Why is it all of a sudden benefiting people with amputations and are trying to relearn how to use a limb? Why is it someone who has something like dysautonomia, where they have trouble just putting their head back and they pass out? Why are they also improving? It's old science with a new delivery mechanism. And the way I always put it is like, look, 400 horses is not 400 horsepower. One is a bunch of ponies and one's a Lamborghini. We have a Lamborghini. Okay. And now the Lamborghini is needed. And that's why I joke, all these conditions that you see out there, these complicated things, it was like bringing a knife to a tank fight. Neuro 20 is a tank. We have to head these significant neurogenic conditions head on with movement, with actual things that create improvement in quality of life and that change the way that we do things. And that's what that thing is. That's why I joke. That's Tony Stark's thing right there.
That's pretty.
And it's about time that the world sees it and understands what is coming, and that people put through all the things to make sure it was cleared for medical purposes, make sure it met all the standards, made sure that that thing was appropriate for the sensitivity of individuals who have these complex conditions, so we can have a new tool to fight this battle that we have to realize that even neurological conditions right now, estimated over the next 10 years, is going to be $13 trillion.
That's a lot of money.
Long COVID alone is going to be between $3 and $4 trillion over the next 10 years. Just think about those numbers. That's enough. That's more than like most countries combined over the next years for their entire GDP. And that's just what we're going to be facing with this. And if we're not coming to the table with non-invasive, drug-free, portable solutions, those things can go home. We can have a much bigger conversation in saying, when the next time and potentially anything happens, we're all of a sudden locked down, how are we going to take care of ourselves? Well, this is the toothpaste is out now, right there, that's how we're going to brush our teeth.
That's really quite remarkable. I love the way you put that. Dr. Anderson, talk a little bit before we go to break, because we got about 3.5 minutes left, on how you're actually applying this now at your practice at New Day and how all of that is working.
And we're very happy to have Dr. Cronin here as well, because he's added a lot of additional understanding for us as far as how really to apply some of the things that we're doing. But we've had several patients come in with peripheral neuropathy, foot drop, a number of conditions that are not necessarily life-threatening, for example, like Parkinson's would be, or MS, but they are certainly significant life-altering conditions for these people. And it makes it so they can't really function without assistance. If you have significant foot drop, you're going to have a walker or braces or something of that nature. So what we have found is that putting those people in a suit and then actually putting them through some of the exercises, requiring them to use those muscles, they start using them over time. And in some cases, they will start noticing an improvement, like in peripheral neuropathy. We see benefits after just 2 or 3 treatments. I didn't say resolved, but we see an improvement. Oh, I'm about half what I came in, type of thing. And we have a number of patients where we have completely resolved their peripheral neuropathy. They've had therapy at various other places, various other situations for years, no resolution. And now they have it completely resolved. The foot drop issue, significant improvement, as Tony's going to talk about here in the next session. And that is something as well that takes people to the point of being able to get back to exercise. Because as we know, physical conditioning is a huge issue to lifestyle. And if they can get back to doing some of that, they can improve their heart conditions and other conditions as well, just by getting those, what we would consider relatively minor conditions, completely resolved.
You know, you wonder why I do these kinds of broadcasts. This is why, right? Why I get doctors to come in here who are experts to talk about these issues. If you know somebody that's got a problem like this and they're dealing with it, whether it's Parkinson's, MS, maybe they have drop foot. My brother had that for years, okay? There is a solution. There's a way for them to get better. We're not going to tell you it's going to cure you, but it can make a significant difference in your life. If you want help, go to the website, brandnewdaykc.com. brandnewdaykc.com. That's the website. All this information's up there. You can schedule an appointment. People are coming in here from all over the country for these kinds of treatments. We're going to talk a little bit with Tony in a few minutes about how he's done and what a difference this has made for him when he's actually had the treatment. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Stay right there. We'll be right back. Welcome back to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA here on the HI Radio Network. You can find out more about us by going to the website, americashealthcareadvocate.com. If you have questions or comments, send me an email. I'll be happy to answer them. I do answer each and every one that I get. Tony flew in here today from Washington, D.C. He's here to do treatment at New Day. In addition to that, he's here in studio with us today to tell his story. So we're going to go to Tony and ask him to tell us why he comes to New Day, what his treatment is for, and what a difference it's make. Tony, let's just start with your story, and thank you for flying in here from D.C. today. Great to have you in studio.
Good morning.
Just tell us the story of what your condition was, and then how you got to New Day, and what a difference so far this has made for you.
I'm now 72 years old, and through my life, I've been an athlete, Division I soccer player, throughout my adult life, playing with our kids, coaching soccer and so forth, and playing tennis, and been very active. And then one day, I was riding my bike, and I had a bike fall, had an accident. Picked myself up, walked back to the house, and about 4 days later, realized while I was attending a soccer practice, helping my son coach his team, that my legs were heavy. I just couldn't understand why, and they weren't moving as well. And people would kick me a ball, and I couldn't even reach for it. And so after much, you know, trying to find information about why, I ended up with physical therapy, gabapentin, acupuncture, and none of these things worked. And we're now into this journey 4.5 years later. And what I realized after this fall and after this event occurred for me, that I lost my mobility. And that was devastating to me. And I just couldn't operate the way I operated all my life, which was mobility. And retired from my job and still had this inability to find something that would help solve the problem, until I was introduced to Brand New Day and to Steve Sanborn and these fine gentlemen here, and we started getting the treatment and getting the making the decision to come from D.C. to Kansas City. I did this about 3 or 4 weeks ago and had a week-long session with these people, and I noticed some very dramatic results. Am I cured? Is my drop foot cured? No, it's not. But it is, I'm 50% better after the 1 week I had with the group, and it made such a difference, and I made such progress that I said, you know what, I want to do this again. Steve accommodated my request, came back, met with Dr. Anderson, met with Dr. Cronin, and we have just, we're learning every day things that, you know, are new to me and new to all of us in terms of how this is progressing and some of the new techniques we use and how we're using Neuro 20 and the laser treatments and so forth and the stretching exercises I've been taught. It's just made a big difference for me. And
so I want to go back to this. For 4.5 years, you tried acupuncture, go down the list.
Physical therapy and pharmaceutical treatment, you know,
and none of that made a difference for you.
Negligible, if at all.
And you've been doing this for you did one full week of treatments here at Brand New Day, okay, and you have seen about a 50% improvement from where you were before with drop foot and the other issues you were having.
In the middle of day two, I was doing pirouettes. I mean, not that I'm a dancer or anything like that.
Hopefully you weren't wearing a tutu and recording any of it.
You know, this wetsuit, this, you know, I felt like, you know, I was going to go surfing, but I was in Kansas, so
I wasn't going to go surfing.
So anyway,
we chase cows.
But we tried this suit on, and I felt the stimulation, the pulsation, all the technology that goes into this, and I felt it in my muscles. I felt it in my legs. I felt it in my feet, and especially with drop foot, you want to feel it in your feet. You want to get that mobility back, that ability to turn and navigate around furniture in your house. Stick your leg out when you're 2-year-old grandson knocks the ball toward you.
I know about that. And yeah,
these are all just wonderful things that I haven't been able to achieve for the last 4.5 years, and yet they came naturally to me until the accident.
So, Dr. Anderson, let's talk about the whole treatment program we're doing here. One of the things that's fascinating to me is he's done this for one full week. Now he's back doing it for a second week. There are no pharmaceuticals involved, right, as Dr. Cronin pointed out. This, you know, we're pharmaceutical free here with everything they're doing.
Right.
Talk about this regimen. What a difference it's made and where we're at, Doctor.
Right. And I think I just want to explain a little further as well. He has bilateral foot drop, and so not just one. He has both feet, and that's pretty significant when it comes to just walking on a daily basis. And a month ago when I saw him first, I asked him, what is your goal? And he says, my goal is to be able to play with my grandchildren. And so, like he said, being able to kick the ball or actually just walk with them as well when they're playing. So we started with the program. We did the evaluations as well. So we do WAVI and TM Flow typically, which are evaluations both of the brain and also the autonomic nervous system. So we evaluate what's happening in that electrical system of the body, and then we put them in the soup. But one of the reasons we do the electrical evaluation, the brain and the autonomic nervous system, is so that we can track progress. And if we can't track progress, people still don't believe it. Even if he could walk without braces and crutches and whatever, where's your data to prove it? I mean, that's kind of the thing in medicine. You got to have some data to prove it. So, because otherwise they would just say, oh, that's just anecdotal. But we have data that we can show the autonomic nervous system's function is coming up. The brain function is coming up. We actually have hard data to prove that. And then the device that Dr. Cronin has now introduced us to actually gives us data on balance. So that's even taken it a next step further. So in addition, I also talked to him about nutrition. We talked to him about hormones. We talked to him about lifestyle, because you've got to have the building blocks for the nervous system to be able to continue. And one of the things that we see with long-term disability is that when you get muscle atrophy and nerve atrophy, people exhaust very rapidly when they're being treated. And then you have to get the nutrition in there at therapeutic levels in order to be able to continue to build that muscle and build and regenerate the nervous system. So we look at it as a complete package. What's going on? What is his goal? And then Dr. Cronin has added to it specific physical therapy moves or techniques that need to be added into his regimen when he's using the suit, so that we trigger specific nerves, specific muscles, and specific actions. You might say to turn back on the brain that has really not really gotten lazy, but because you don't use it, the old statement that we hear a lot, use it or lose it. That's very true of the brain relative to the autonomic nervous system, relative to muscle movement as well in the brain.
And you're measuring that using the WAVI brain scan?
Well, we're measuring the brain with the WAVI, but we're measuring the autonomic nervous system in the body using the TM flow, and then the device that Dr. Cronin is going to talk about gives us the balance evaluation.
Right there.
And that's not a go camera, by the way.
That is not, but I'm ready to go.
Yeah, but he is ready to go. When we come back from the break, I'm going to ask him to pick up his phone. I'm going to ask him to show this and explain it so you can see actually how it works. You know, here's the thing about everything both of you are talking about here today. There are no pharmaceuticals involved in this. To me, that's absolutely fascinating, because you know as well as I do, the first line of treatment in this country for anything, I don't care what it is here's your prescription medications. I don't care what it is. What you're doing here, what's combined here with New Day and how you're doing this is so revolutionary different. It's amazing to me when I hear you sit and talk about this is being discovered now. Yeah. So maybe people are starting to listen at a higher level, and maybe the hospital systems and the insurance carriers and some of the other people in this country are going to figure out, you threw out some numbers there of, you know, billions and trillions of dollars that are going to be, for no other lack of a better word, pissed away on stuff that's not going to work, when there are situations, there are programs like this that can work and make a huge difference.
I mean, I'll make it so simple. There are 20,000 pharmaceuticals out on the market right now. There are 20,000. I'm coming to the table right now to say, can we just try something electrical? I'm asking for one. I'm not asking for a handout. I'm asking to say we have science that's working, and it's cleared, and it's safe and effective, and maybe it's about time we give it a shot.
Yeah, and it is about time. And by the way, everything we're talking about here, from the WAVI to the Neuro 20 to the red light, blue light treatment that's going on at Brand New Day, all of that is FDA cleared, just so you understand how this all works. With the website, if you want to learn more, I don't care where you're at in the country. If you want help, you can get it. BrandNewDayKC.com. We'll be right back after the break. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate here on the HIA Radio Network. The doctors are still in the house. Stay right there. Welcome back. You're listening to America's Healthcare Advocate Show, broadcasting coast to coast across the USA. My producer, Mr. Garner Cowdery, and Mr. David Thiessen, always perfectly in studio with me. Dr. Anderson, Dr. Cronin, and patient Tony Bardo, who just told his story, comes all the way in here from Washington, D.C. for this, has had a 50% improvement in 1 week with drop foot on both feet. Okay, so this is a remarkable change for him. After 4.5 years of trying to figure it out, okay, with acupuncture and all these other treatments, it didn't work. He found Brand New Day, and guess what? It's made a big difference for him. The website, brandnewdaykc.com, brandnewdaykc.com. By the way, you're listening on the radio. Obviously, you can't see a picture of the suit, and you won't see the device at Dr. Cronin's, where we're going to talk about here in a minute. But they're all on display at the website, brandnewdaykc.com. The phone number, if you'd like to call and set a consultation up, you can do that. 833-724-6522, 833-724-6522. Whether you're looking for the WAVI, the Neuro 20, red light, blue light, all of these treatments that I've talked about are FDA cleared. These devices are available to be used to help you or someone in your family if they have a need. All right. Being able to measure what you're doing. And this was fat.
And you look showed, great while I'm
yeah,
doing
it. He's got a go. It looks like a Go Cam. It's
I
not
know.
A Go Cam.
I Go Pro. It's yeah. Go Keith,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, but what's remarkable is what this thing does. So show us on the phone yesterday what you did with Tony and what it looks like.
100%.
And this is when Dr. Anderson says we can measure it, so we can show the skeptics in the medical world and the insurance carriers and the government, gee whiz, this really works. This is how they do
we
it.
We need objective measurements.
Thank
Everything
you.
Has to be objective. I like the way they say, like, oh, well, I think they're balancing better. That's great, but you need immutable evidence. So this is just a quick one. Did this yesterday. We actually did this one with them. Balance score is essentially 82%. This is called Biomech. This is actually now out on the market and getting into different hospital systems across the U.S. And then what it also shows is he's basically shifted backwards. That's just like what we call posterior shift. So he's going, like, leaning back all the time. Just 2 minutes later, doing quick balance exercises. I mean, super quick. Closed eyes, open eyes, head rotating. How does it get that much better that fast?
And 91%.
So this is going from 82% to 91%. This means he's significantly less risk of a fall. You can also see he's almost better centered. That just shows you how quickly the neurological system can act. But if you have the right data with the right treatment tool and you put the two together, guess what happens? This. It's great.
Yeah. Dr. Anderson, it's almost like unbelievable. A miracle that all that this works like it does. Now, and I'm not just talking about this. My wife comes to Brand New Day for treatment. She's had the red light treatment for neuropathy. She's also had the Neuro 20 suit treatment. We're going to be doing more of that now that she's over this knee issue. But having said all that, talk a little bit about your other patients, some of the things that you're doing, and what this is making a huge difference for people.
It is. We have a gentleman that is in his 70s. He had two heart attacks and then subsequently strokes because they found that he had a hole in his heart. And what it did, long and the short of it, he came to us basically unable to speak, completely unable to speak. He could just grunt, basically. His mind was good, other than that. And they had treated him with all different kinds of things conventionally, and of course, none of that helped. I mean, speech therapy and so on and so forth. So he's come to us and put him in the suit. We also have gotten some nutrition on board for him. And the other day, he walked into Steve's office and was able to say, "How are you today?" And he could understand him. I mean, literally, when I first saw this man, it was, that was it. His wife had to tell me all the things that went on. And so treating him with the suit. Now, we're not treating his tongue, but we are treating his brain with the Neuro 20 suit. And so that feedback to the brain is starting to make reconnections so that he actually is beginning to speak again after years of having disability from strokes, two different strokes. We also have a lady who had brain cancer, glioblastoma about 20 years ago, had it removed, radiation therapy, left her as a stroke patient. So left-sided weakness, contracture. She couldn't open this left hand. It was so contracted. In fact, forcing it open, her husband was concerned about breaking her fingers. It was so contracted. Her toes also on the left foot were contracted up underneath her. And she had been my patient for 5 years. We had done nutritional things for her. We'd done hormone therapy for her. She had done every kind of therapy you could think of. They spared no money in traveling around the country, getting every kind of therapy she could get. She came to us. We started the Neuro 20 program on her. And after two or three treatments, she was able to open this hand and actually carry a bottle across the room without dropping it on her own. And so, talking about lifestyle improvement.
Quality of life
is amazing when you start getting those kinds of improvements. It's slow with the brain when you have those kinds of severe damages to the brain. You know, when you have strokes, so you actually have the tissue that's been killed in the brain. So you've got to regenerate some of that. You've got to teach the brain how to bypass that and function on its own. So you're really having to build some new tracks.
But it can be done.
That's the whole thing.
Dr. Cronin, that both of you are saying the same thing. You're proving it. You're not just talking about it.
Correct.
Right here is living proof.
Absolutely.
We were taught in school, it's like after you have so many weeks and months, you have no plasticity left. This was years ago, and this is what has changed my view. I used to teach against e-stim in my courses, and now all of a sudden I'm the guy who has to come back now and go, okay, if I can change, everyone else can, because we had the wrong dose. And if we have the right dose, now we are changing not the way just that we move, we are changing the way we move in the world. And now that's what's happening today. The science is here. It's time to get going.
Yeah, you know, we're up on the end of the broadcast here, but I will tell you, if this doesn't impact you, if you're listening to this and you've got someone in your family or a friend or a coworker that's dealing with any of these issues, you really do need to listen to what these doctors are saying. You heard Tony give the testimonial. You know, the different systems that are being used, the Wavi brain scan, the Neuro 20 suit, the red light, blue light treatment, all of these things make an impact. They work. They work really well, actually, as you can tell from listening to Tony, who had a 50% improvement after 1 week of treatment. And there are many others. These are just a few. I know of many other patients that have come to New Day and are having a tremendous effect on the quality of their life. That's what this does. If you want information, the website, brandnewdaykc.com, brandnewdaykc.com. The phone number, if you want to call them, 833-724-6522, 833-724-6522. And now I leave you with this thought from Albert Einstein. The one who follows the crowd usually get no further than the crowd. The one who walks alone is likely to find himself in place and no one has ever been. Maybe that's these two gentlemen sitting right here. Thank you for listening to America's Healthcare Advocate, broadcasting here on the HIA Radio Network, coast to coast across the USA. Goodbye, America. Ooh.